the Trumpists in Iran.
You can run on for a long time.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, they're gonna cut you down. All right, we're going to go to break here in a few minutes. Join some stations. Stuart Rosen will join us. He knows we're riding shotgun with calls, so we're going to get to your calls first. We're going to go to everybody in the order their calls have been received, starting with John in Florida and others. He says he wants an Alex Jones. We need to do this. Alex Jones and Fuentes and I ran war. We need to do this. We'll find out what that means. But Gavin, you were making during the break, I said, what's the most important thing you haven't said today yet? Repeat what you said during the break to the viewers right now about the existential point we're at. I totally agree with you.
Americans are very parochial. And when I was born in Britain, I emigrated to Canada. I came here to New York in the late 90s. And it frustrates me when Americans roll their eyes at these other Western countries from Australia, New Zealand. I would even count Japan as the West. And the reason you should care is because these elites are not American elites. They're not German elites. They are global elites. And as bad as Britain is with free speech, that's a harbinger. That's a canary in a coal mine. We are going to have police coming to our door in the next 5 years asking us about a tweet. I mean, we already see it now with censorship. So we have mobs censoring us even outside of the government. So when you see Canada get destroyed by Marxism and lose their entrepreneurial spirit, when you see Islam take over entire communities and cities in Britain, know that that can happen here. Birmingham is yesterday. Austin, Texas is tomorrow. So please, be scared of what you see happening in other Western countries, because as Ezra Levant says, I see the Britain and Canada as sort of a dystopian time machine of where America is going to be in the next 5 years.
And by the way, the left brags and says the EU tyranny, suing us, trying to take our speech, the UK doing the same thing, Canada. This is their model. It's the exact same plan. They're just 4 or 5 years ahead of us. I actually have 3 or 4 articles today in the U.S., where police are now coming to people's houses and saying, why'd you criticize the city council? Well, I didn't make a threat. Well, we're just here to ask her. So they're already doing what the U.K. did about 10 years ago. Now they have, what, dozens of arrests a day, thousands a year of people for mild speech or privately praying? Or, oh, the Muslims don't like you walking your dog at the park, and now they're trying to pass laws at the council governments of the U.K. to ban dogs in public? I mean, then I saw non-Muslim politicians saying, my Muslim constituents want to get rid of dogs. I agree. So, I mean, they're getting rid of pork in some Texas schools for the Muslims. It's just like they're putting prayer rooms into the high schools and middle schools in Minnesota.
I mean, and the thing you got to remember is our enemies are insatiable. There's this sort of misnomer, this misunderstanding that if we just give the vampire a vial of our blood, then he'll leave us alone because he already has the blood. No, you give the vampire a vial of your blood, he gets a taste for it. You give Islam Dearborn, Michigan, now they start setting up other locations. That's the history of civilization.
Well, what did Rudyard Kipling say about feeding the pirate or the terrorist or the person trying to extort you? He said the crocodile eats those that feed it last. I mean,
Look.
Yeah.
In the Netherlands, they're talking about giving pedophiles these realistic child dolls, and that'll get them over their pedophilic tendencies. No, you're helping them practice. You can't give evil an inch, or they'll take infinite miles. And that's what we keep doing. That's what the left is all about, is giving inches here and there. Or even this concept of accelerationism is giving inches. No, we have to take our inches back.
Yeah, something taken is 10 times harder to get back. I totally disagree with accelerationism. We are accelerating our take back of society. We're actually winning, and we hit speed bumps. People shouldn't go pissed. You've been doing this for 30-plus years, so have I. Back then, we were in the wilderness. Are we not winning, actually, right now? We should be optimistic.
Yes, we're winning. The only way we can lose is if we let this negativity take over and this nihilism. You have to keep fighting every day, just like Trump said. Fight, fight, fight.
We are the accelerationists of victory. Gavin McGinnis, thank you so much. You have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I shout out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The Republic or against it. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Many of you are very talented, but if you really want to wow me today, you're going to have to show something extra. Little thing I've coined, heart.
I think his mom, like, drank when she was pregnant or something.
JD, hustle, hustle.
I believe in you, JD. I know your heart's on the football field, but I need your head in history class, Mr. Vance.
Yes, Vance, yes.
Stupid freak, I'll never make the team.
Gavin, you and your dad are both gay.
Damn it, Vance, I wish I had 100 of you. If only you could get those godforsaken test scores up.
If you ask a hot chick to prom, I'll give you a C, because history smiles upon the bold.
Asking me for my permission to ask my daughter to prom is a really classy move.
Hi, goblins. I'm an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings. I know caller's been holding a while. Stuart Rhodes is going to co-host for me this hour. He's going to take over fourth hour to get into big picture and not just focus on Iran. But I'm no fan of the mullahs. Stuart's no fan of the mullahs. But I got the clips of Trump, J.D. Vance, Gabbard saying we're not going to do regime change. We're not going to go to war with Iran. And now he's talking about boots on the ground to the New York Post today. About 4 to 5 weeks, you know, even Eric Prince is saying this is a bad idea. Now, once he launched the attack Saturday, I said, I hope they take him out quick. But they're so dug in. Now it looks like we're committed to this, where I guess on a routine basis we go back and blow up whatever new stuff they've got. You know, Trump's approval rating's up 1 point. I don't think he did it for approval rating or for a distraction. So I want to get Stuart's snapshot of this, but these callers have been holding so long, I want to bounce off them. Then we'll also move into other issues, because there's a lot of them, the sleeper cell attack. I talked to folks that were able to raid his house, the rest of it. He was sending messages out that he was about to do it. We don't know if he was getting told to do it, but I predicted Saturday, about 7 hours before, that I expect to see sleeper cell attacks probably in Texas first, because you have higher concentrations in Michigan and in New York and places of Shiites. You can look this up, but overall, they're not concentrated, but the largest number is in Texas. And because I live here, I've experienced it, and they're serious. And so whether they're lone wolves or coordinated, if Iran thinks they're going down, they've said they would activate their proxy groups, and what would that look like? So Stuart Rhodes, former Army veteran, former Ron Paul staffer, constitutional lawyer, founder of the Oath Keepers, former J6 political prisoner, supposedly the ringleader of the whole made-up thing, uniquely positioned to talk about all this. We've been predicting this stuff would go down. What is your overall view of the Iran situation?
I think it's being done to distract President Trump and run the clock out, just as they did the first term. It's a massive distraction, distracting with foreign policy, which he apparently loves to engage in. And meanwhile, the deep state here at home is laughing through their sleeve because they're just keeping their entrenched power. And in fact, probably going to grow it. I think they'll use a terror attack last night in Austin, and we're going to see more of that, as just like for 9/11, they're going to give you the false choice of, oh, you don't want terror attacks? After they left the border wide open and brought them all in, now they start going kinetic, which we all knew was coming. They're going to say, well, the only way for you to, you know, be safe now is to jump on board with Palantir and, you know, Project Gotham and tracking you 24/7 into a Minority Report world. So that's what I'm frustrated about, is that Trump is playing into their hands in that sense. I'm glad the mullah's dead, or the main guy, Khamenei. I'm glad he's dead. The best outcome there would be if they were to decapitate the snake, take down the mullahs, and leave the Iranian people free to decide their own fate. But sadly, that's not the history of our military intervention overseas. It has not been to free people and give them their own decision for their future. It's been to replace one puppet with another.
And by the way, I'm not tooting my horn, but I'm rarely more right than you. So you're one of the most accurate guys. We hope we have you on all the time. But if you remember back in June when this Midnight Hammer happened, you're like, yeah, screw the mullahs, you know, get rid of their nuclear thing. This keeps Israel from pushing us into full war. I made the prediction then. I said within 6 months to a year, they're going to say take out the missiles, regime change, and then they'll block the Strait of Hormuz, which hasn't happened yet, and we'll be escalated and pushed into full war. And you're not really wrong. What do you think of my prediction? Because you were a little more supportive than I was. I wasn't sad it happened. I hoped you were right. He was just using it to de-escalate. But I think clearly now you're saying exactly what I think. What you said is exactly what I think.
Yeah, I was being hopeful. But as others would say, like Eric Prince, I heard what he said earlier, he didn't believe this would happen, and here we are. Now, one thing, I agree with him, you know, no ground troops, but with this one caveat. If you're going to attempt regime change in Iran, it should be for the people, and it should be done using U.S. special forces who are trained to be force multipliers to go in and help organize the locals and train them in overthrowing dictators. That was the original mission of special forces. That's why their motto is De Oppresso Liber, to liberate the oppressed. If they were actually being used for that purpose, and if they were to free the Iranian people, who are mostly Persian, they're not even Muslim, they want to get out from under the mullahs. If that could be done in a way that actually frees them, that'd be fantastic. That's not the world we live in, though. This is the problem. We need regime change here at home. And that's what's really frustrating.
That was my next point. Exactly. So elaborate, because I interrupted you. What trajectory do you see we're on now? And how can we... What's the message to get to Trump to pull out of this before it's too late? Because I think it's not just a distraction. I don't think Hegseth's bad, but I think in the overall intelligence agencies and the officer corps below him, as he has admitted, so many are globalists, they're basically going to just draw us into this. I see this as like a giant Bay of Pigs.
Well, I don't think you're going to be able to convince President Trump now that he's committed to backing out without taking down the rest of the mullah's regime. And so
you agree though, he's committed to regime change now.
Yes. But the way to do it, though, is not to do it Iraq style, where you send in, ground troops of rank and file line troops. The only way to really do it right is what they did in northern Iraq, where the special forces parachuted in and trained the Kurds and led the Kurds in kicking Saddam's ass. And the initial response to in Afghanistan, where special forces parachuted in, same thing. They went in there and force multiplied by training and leading the locals. That's the only, rational way to have regime change without turning into a protracted occupation. And when you have jihadists from all over the Middle East, just like in Iraq, flooding in, don't occupy Iran. Decapitate the snake. Use special forces as a force multiplier to train the people, but make sure they're working with the actual people,
But you know
not
that
more.
takes time, especially because the old Green Beret model is to take over rural regions and then expand and march on cities. Now
It can be done fast. It can be in a look at that's why I brought up northern Iraq. They went into northern Iraq at right ahead of the invasion of Iraq, and they organized pretty quickly. Organized the Kurds, who were very anti-Saddam because Saddam has been so horrible for them for years, and they're already good fighters. So I'm just saying, if they're going to go in, that's the smart way to do it. Go in and organize the locals who are legitimate, like Persian non-Muslims, should be the ones they focus on, ones who want to restore their Persian culture and want to kick Islam out. Those are the ones, the women who want to wear jeans again and bikinis like they used to, and their boyfriends. Those are the ones
Well,
you got
I
to
mean, the
get.
United States could put in a test town, a smaller town, put in 30 Green Berets, dump in a whole bunch of small weapons, mines, claymores, all that. Teach them how to wipe out the secret police. Use that as a domino to watch the secret police, which would a very small group, just like Alexander Solzhenitsyn wished they'd have done when they came to the door to grab at night in St. Petersburg. And then you now have the domino falling. You use the folktale success of that, but that's a year-long operation, even if it's done quickly.
It can go pretty quick, but surprisingly, I mean, that's what A teams do. You got 12 to 14 men. That's what they do. They parachute in and link up the locals. And like Ivan Raiklin could tell you all about it. I mean, I was in the SFQ course, went through the first phase, made it through that, didn't make it through second phase because they stuck me in Kamo. I was just too bored to learn Morse code. But that's where I learned that model. And we played role players for third phase guys who parachuted in. We played the denizens of Pineland when they came in and trained us. This is what SF does. And SF can do it very successfully and has done it. Like I said, the initial response in Afghanistan, look how fast they rolled through Afghanistan, being force multipliers with the locals who were against the Taliban. Look how fast they worked in northern Iraq. I'm just saying, I would have Ivan Raiklin on. He can really lay it out for you. Or Doc P. Chambers. He also was SF. But this is the only model that actually would be sane. If you're going to go in
And we
and this
know
is what
that's
the.
not going to be the Trump model.
Well, we can try. We can try to steer it that way, is what I'm saying. If we know he's gonna do it, he's gonna go for a regime change, but let's not let the military industrial complex cause another big protracted
Well, let's talk
war
about from your
against the
research
world.
what plan they're going to probably go with and why it's bad and why Eric Prince is against it. They'll land some beachheads claiming they got to secure the Strait of Hormuz. Then they'll use the Marines or whatever to push out, take control of a town. And then when everybody sees the casualties and problems, oh, now we got to have major air support, and then it just goes to full invasion.
Well, it might collapse as fast as Iraq did. I mean, the initial invasion of Iraq was a smashing success, but then we disbanded, or they, the deep state, disbanded the Iraqi army. So you had a bunch of unemployed soldiers. That was just incredibly stupid. You should have kept them on the payroll, just control what they did, and had them sit on the base and get retrained.
Isn't that
You know,
what
just
Trump's
really.
kind of offering, planning total amnesty? That means usually means money as well.
Well, maybe so. I mean, so there's different degrees of effed up, right? The most effed up thing is the copy what they did in Iraq, where they fired all the police and all the military associated with Saddam's clan, and they purged them all out. So now they're all unemployed
And
and
it
they're
created a
pissed off.
vacuum for the Shiites.
Yeah, you create a vacuum for Al-Qaeda in Iraq, and you got a bunch of pissed off young men that are unemployed. What are they going to wind up doing? They're going to take the Iranian money or whoever's giving them money to go and fight the Americans. And you're occupying their country. If you decapitate then leave, that's a lot better, right? So that'd be better. Just decapitate and leave. Don't fire the whole army. Just make sure, like I said, non-Muslims are in command, and then you protect them. You may give them air cover, whatever you got to do to make sure that they prevail, but then you get out. Better than that, though, I believe, is use the SF model, and I'm sure Mr. Bracken could come in and add to that. But I would believe the best way to do it is make sure they know this is for the people. And Trump can say, I'm not letting the military-industrial complex, I'm not letting Israel or anybody else dictate the future of Iran. It's going to be the Persian people.
Well, that was my next thing, is who do you think Israel's going to want to install there?
That's a good question. My cynical guess is they want a continued shit show. That's been the pattern, right? They funded Hamas and helped raise Hamas.
And just put Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria.
Right. Well, that's what I mean. So we don't want what we had in Syria. It's ridiculous to have a terrorist in Syria in the White House now as our supposed ally. We can't have that. We can't go from the frying pan into the fire over and over again. So that'd be the only possible outcome that would make sense, is if someone can get in Trump's ear and say, look, do this right. The American people are watching you. They expect you to follow through. The only way you can do this without being seen as betraying your campaign promises is to actually free the Iranian people.
Do you think Trump's even been briefed on the SF model, which is normally the main model? I bet he hasn't even been briefed on that.
No. And it's not, sadly, it's not the main model. It's the right model, but it's not with the U.S. military. It's what we did initially in Iraq, in northern Iraq.
No, I mean, the model from World War II up until about the 80s. I meant the previous D model.
Right. Well, this is where they came from, right? You had the Jedburghs in World War II parachuting into France and being forced multipliers from the OSS. This is where that model comes from. And that's why Kennedy started Special Forces. He's looking at a protracted Cold War against communism, which we were in. And how do you fight that? You send men in and train local friendly regimes or governments how to preserve themselves with force protection, but you also send them in to overthrow the communist dictators. And so it can work. It's a good model if they follow it. But we both know the deep state does not want to follow that. So if we can get Trump to see
it. Yeah, because they don't want a populist government in Iran.
But deep state does not. So if we can get President Trump to listen to men like Ivan Raiklin, Matt Bracken, Doc P. Chambers, men that have been there and done that, and do this right, that'd be fantastic. But it's not looking good. So, if someone has an ear to Pete Hegseth, maybe you can get him to see it. Thing is, he was line infantry. I like him. He's got, I think, good intent, but he wasn't special warfare. He doesn't understand that model. So I hope someone can clue him up on that. And if they're going to do it, that's the right way to do it. Next best is go in and kick ass fast, take down the Iranian Guard. Take them down. Take down the mullahs. Take down all their security police that have been murdering Iranians. And that's legit. I've seen all over the internet people are saying, oh, this is all, CIA manufactured fake resistance in the streets. That's not true. There, some of that, I'm sure, yes. But there's also real Iranians who have been trying for decades now, mass uprisings against the mullahs. They're brutally suppressed.
You can't fake millions of people in the streets. And I know Iranians my whole life in Texas, they all hate the mullahs. Let's shift gears.
Murder thousands of them, right?
You're going to be able to have I can't wait to listen to it. You're going to host the fourth hour, get into all this, everything you want. I want to go to some calls now. People have been holding time. But I also want to get your take on this property of Allah guy and just how bad you think. I mean, I said that Saturday. I said, I think you're going to see attacks. I think they'll be in Texas first. Let me just ask you briefly. Are you expecting just sympathetic people to launch attacks? Do you think Iran may order their Hezbollah cells we know they have here, and how big do you think the cells are?
I'd say both. I believe both is true. You've got radicalized or just Muslims in the United States been brought in, and they're going to self-activate. And I believe it's also true that you have terror cells have been sent in. I mean, Al-Qaeda has been bragging about this. Sir Adams has been blowing the whistle on this, saying Al-Qaeda is letting everyone know they have cells in the country ready to go for October 7th style attacks. Sitting aside whether you think October 7th was a stand down, which I think it probably was, a stand down order, it makes no sense the way it was responded to. But both can be true at the same time. The deep state, you can include, who is they, want what we see, what we saw in Austin last night. They want more of that because they want that false choice. Left the borders wide open, let us be invaded, brought in Muslims intentionally. That's why you have the red-green alliance between the communists and the Muslims across the West, just as Europe was invaded. All the things we've been saying for years is proving true. That's the reality. Like you said earlier, we got to follow Patrick Henry's example. Let's accept the brutal reality. The brutal reality is the elites want to destroy the West, destroy Christianity, and take it down. They want to wipe out the Anglo-American or Anglo-European race. They want to just have, in their mind, a new world with all minorities, non-whites, who they can control easier. That's what they think. I'm just letting you know what they say. That's the reality.
And yeah, the reality is, to quote Patrick Henry, the war has already begun.
Right, it is. And we're in a war, like Clarence Thomas said, when I was in solitary confinement in Alexandria Jail waiting for trial, I listened to a broadcast of Clarence Thomas in a discussion in Dallas, Texas, talking to college students. And he said, the fight is between the people of the world and a small group of elites. That's always true. But that does not mean that those elites aren't manipulating, you know, using the communists against us to destroy their own country. Doesn't mean they're not using Islam, which is also destructive. Islam is I think, completely incompatible with Western civilization. So the elites know that, which is why they flooded the West with Muslims. They want the Muslims to do what they're doing. The left, the communists, who
it's
hate
literally
the West,
it's literally cobra poison.
Yeah, and the communists are willing dupes. As been said before, in early Iran, when they revolted against the Shah early on, a lot of the communists were cheering the arrival of Khomeini. And then they were smoked because, of course, when the Muslims take over, they kill the communists. They kill the lesbians, you know, who are waving their flag. So this is the setup. So we have got to make sure that we understand the reality. I believe there should be mass deportations of all Muslims, frankly. I think it's incompatible with the West. It's not a religion. It's an ideological.
Yeah, we're not going to stick them in camps like Japanese World War II. Just ship them out.
Right. As Ayan Hirsa Ali said, ex-Muslim, this is not a religion. It's a hardcore ideological. It's like communism.
It's an expansionist death cult.
Yeah, and so is Marxism. That's why they love each other. It's a twin death cult intent on world conquest and destruction. So we have to realize that reality, but not fall for the false choice of giving up more of our freedom. Peter Thiel would love, who's coming into campaigns right here in Texas. I'm working for Paul Bonner's campaign, and his one of his main opponents is being helped by Peter Thiel fundraising for him. And so the big setup's in. Deep dark money's coming in Texas. And that's why I endorsed Doc Pete Chambers to be governor, because I believe Abbott is part of the intentional setup, wide open borders, $14 million he gave to the Muslims to build more mosques. That's why I support Doc Pete Chambers, a hardcore warrior soldier who I know will take good care. That's why I endorsed Paul Bondar for Congress, and I also endorsed Trey Trainer for Congress. I don't endorse anybody unless I know they're going to be a Texas first and America first.
Sure. I mean, also, what is who is Thiel supporting?
Thiel is supporting. Well, he came and did a fundraiser for Paul Bondar's main opponent, Jace Yarbrough. He was the special guest at a big soiree, like $7,000 per couple for this candidate, for Jace Yarbrough, for Texas 32. That's the district in Congress, the new district. So it's just really weird. He has like $1.5 million of dark money coming in, and Peter Thiel. It tells me all I need to know, that the establishment, and he got an endorsement from Trump and from Abbott. What's interesting about Trump endorsements, though, I don't know if you saw it, but Teixeira, the ex-baseball player, is also running in Congress to replace Chip Roy. He got endorsed by Trump, and then Trump was just asked about him, and Trump's like, I don't even know who that is.
Trump's playing 10D chess. He's on some things like deals. He's focused on. He is very smart. He's got so much going on. I'm not even defending him. This thing that Trump knows every deal, no, it's not. No. I mean,
So that's why a Trump endorsement doesn't carry the weight it used to, because it keeps endorsing these deep state and establishment shills.
All right, stay there, Stuart. Let's go to a bunch of calls. Then you're hosting the fourth hour. You got so much to cover. This is so important. We'll be right back. Stay with us. It's Heroes Live Feeds. Alert, alert, alert. We're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, the depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke, fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale, and that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose. Absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. There's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles, but it's every organ, folks, and you gotta get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds, weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted. Get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight. And it funds the operation. Take action now at TheAlexShieldStore.com. Plus, 25% off all apparel, t-shirts, hats, and hoodies. Ends midnight, Wednesday, March 4th. Take advantage of that. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, I want the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. I want just Americana stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus. Classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. I gave the concept great guys over there and gals. All up in Arkansas, where Bigley's based. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. It's got a cool deal on the right-hand shoulder. And there's just, it's over 700 shirts now. That's the only problem, is that you find a shirt, you get it, you like it, you want to buy another one. Takes me like, if you don't remember the name of the shirt, it takes you like an hour to find it. But that's a good problem to have.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Yeah, there's a storm on the loose. Sirens in my head. Wrapped up in silence, our circuits are dead.
All right, Stuart Rhodes takes over in about 30 minutes. We got loaded phone lines. I apologize I haven't gotten to all of you, but we're doing the best we can. I'm going to move quickly through your calls right now, but let me just do this briefly. Because you heard me in the first hour do a one-minute plug. We will not be on the air because of me if I don't plug at least once an hour. So I am an idiot. I'm up here saying we're almost out of funds and all the rest of it because of me. I won't take on sponsors. I won't plug the products. I'm the problem because this news is so riveting. But listen, tonight at midnight, one of the biggest sales of the year ends. You get our super high-quality creatine powder of the very best type that isn't just good for your muscles, it's great for your brain, super concentrated, already discounted, get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss concentrate gummies or Shilajit gummies free. That's a $35 value. That ends tonight at midnight. Wednesday, another sale ends. 25% off on all the ball caps, all the t-shirts, all the Patriot apparel. It's an adventure to wear Patriot apparel. You meet like-minded people. It lets the globalists know we're the dominant group. It's your uniform. We have the widest selection. So many new incredible shirts. I mean, some of the best designs ever are now at thealexjonesstore.com. And everybody that supports us is supporting your own future, should become a VIP. There's no commitment, really, because it's $30 a month, and then you get $40 instantly when you sign up each month, and it rolls over. Every time you get charged $30, $40 is put in your account, so you're making $10 to buy products, so you have 40 instead of 30, special deals, special offers, and bigger sales on everything. Everybody shopping thealexjonesstore.com should be a VIP member. And I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley does. So I know we've survived a bunch. It was never Chicken Little. It was never Boy Who Cried Wolf. It's all in the federal documents everywhere. Fake auctions, turning off the electricity, turning off the internet, sending armed guards to throw us out. No court order. They wouldn't do it. It's been insane. They have a Texas receiver. My lawyers talked to him yesterday and again today, and we'll know. And they said, actually Friday, they said, no, we are not, because they're in control. I just make the money that goes in the account from the InfoWars store. They said, no, we're not paying the satellite bill, the internet bill, any of it. So unless they change, we will shut down. And I hate that date, so I'll probably just leave a couple days early. So it doesn't. April 1st is like, it's their little joke. We're shutting you down April 1st. Yeah, we're going to walk out a few days early. We're not doing that. So it's finally here, folks. Now, they always back off at the last minute. They don't want a settlement. They want us closed. They've said that on the news. But they don't want money either. They want to shut. So I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigley does. That has put up the little Alex Jones Network. The bigger studio is getting built. We need funds now, not just to fund InfoWars. And knowing them, they'll pull back again because they got caught in fake auctions. We have a civil rights lawsuit against them. Just like they caught the DOJ funding the criminal stuff against Trump illegally, locally. Same thing there. We had a DOJ investigation by the great Ed Martin. That got shut down by Todd Blanche. I mean, it is just insane. And I know we've survived so many times. People think, oh, well, you'll be fine. It's like Muhammad Ali, when he's older, survives the 12th round. You think, oh, he's going to win this because he survived that long. It's not because it's a stage fight, folks. It's because they're both badasses in the ring. So this is knockdown, drag out, total war. Stuart, I want to go to the calls, but you've been a longtime friend, political prisoner, the rest of it. For people that aren't in the crucible, you've been in it more than I have. Few people have been in there more than you. I think people watching and listening kind of get we're fighting, but I don't think they get the fact that we keep surviving doesn't mean if we're not supported by people, we will fall. I'm not that strong. You're not that strong. We have a strength to fight. We won't give up. But it's like having a horse that works in a mine that'll pull coal up all day. If you don't feed the horse, if you don't give it water, if you don't pat it down at night, if you don't fix its horseshoes, it'll die. Does that make sense?
Completely. And the patriots in this country have got to realize we're in a fight to the death against the deep state and against the evil, the demonic, demon-possessed elite around the world. That's what's good about the Epstein files coming out. It's showing more people the reality we're in. But we need, it's like General Patton. You know, he was only limited by the fuel for his tanks. It takes support. It takes money to fight these fights.
By the way, that's a good analogy. People don't know that. He could have taken Berlin weeks before the Russians, but the Allies wanted to let the Russians take control. They'd already made the deal, and then he refused, so they killed him famously. He could win, right, but they cut his fuel off.
That's right. So, you know, he got his campaign was spiked. His war campaign was spiked, and they let Monty take over, you know. And so, yeah, Patton could have got the war done a lot faster, but there was geopolitical nonsense going on that impeded him from doing, you know.
Well, they did it multiple times. The last time was going into Berlin.
That's right. I think they left that for the Russians intentionally. You know, he could have taken it. Well, actually, they let Monty go in instead of Patton on the Western side, but they also let the Russians take it too. So it was a mess. So, yes, Americans need to understand. This is the pattern, though, we get. Whenever Trump's in office, a lot of times patriots go to sleep. Oh, Trump's got this. We're good. And they don't fund. Like, I know Gun Owners of America at one time was on virtually going on, you know, having to shut their doors because, you know, during conservative administrations, people stopped donating. And I saw that with Oath Keepers. We had a fall off in donations and new memberships after Trump was elected. And I was happy he was elected, but the point is that you can't go to sleep. The bad guys push 24/7. The left pushes 24/7. When they're out of power, they push. When they're in power, they push. And our side doesn't do that. What's so frustrating right now is we have a DOJ, FBI, obviously carrying water for the deep state, running the clock out on Trump, not going after the bad guys, not going after the deep state. And this war is distracting Trump from doing his duty to take him down. And I get
By the way, I've heard no one else but you say that, and I always think I know every angle because I sit in a room sometimes for hours just thinking, what am I? Look, you have no one brought up that angle but you. This is a distraction from the domestic more than anything else.
Right, right. We need regime change here at home. And if we don't take down these demonic pedophiles, so what's that say when we know that Epstein worked for Mossad and worked for the CIA? You know, O'Keefe just did that sting where you got a DOJ official admit that he worked for both of the intelligence agencies. So our own DOJ, through that sting operation, has just acknowledged that Epstein worked for the CIA and for Mossad. That's the reality. That's the brutal reality. Our own CIA was part of child sex trafficking to blackmail politicians. Of course.
Which you I said over a decade ago, that was the truth. Because we know what goes on. Let's go to some calls here. Go ahead.
So now we can. Now the American people know the truth, but we have got to take him down. We got to pressure Trump to take him down. If he won't, then we have to do it ourselves. And here's the problem. Here's the risk is that people say, okay, so now we know the pedophiles run the world and no one's doing anything and they get completely blackpilled. I'm just going to hide in my house and hope it doesn't come to me. That cannot be the answer.
Well, yeah, accelerationism is pussing out because the accelerationists aren't going to go out and actually kill anybody. We're not saying they should. If you won't fight politically, you're not going to kill when the time comes.
Right. So I would say, just like the founding fathers, they started town hall meetings, they agitated politically, locally, and they raised militia and got ready.
And committees of correspondence, exactly. And it took British shooting a bunch of people to do it.
Well, in the end, they had to fight. But meanwhile, they got ready. Patrick Henry's famous speech, "Give me liberty, give me death," was in support of a motion he had put on the table for the legislature of Virginia to raise militia in every county. After he gave that speech, the motion passed. They formed militia, and Patrick Henry was the commander of the Hanover County Militia after he did that. And that was like 2 weeks before April 19th happened in Lexington Green. So he knew it was coming. He was able to convince his fellow Virginians, let's get ready, and they got ready. That's what we have got to do.
Affect the battle space. I'm being a pig here. I apologize to callers. Let's go to you. I'll host a little bit the next hour as long as I have to get these calls. Let's go to John in Florida. And then we're going to go to Matt and everybody else. Go ahead, and William, everybody. Go ahead, John. I'm sorry to make you hold. Go ahead.
First thing I want to say, Alex, I'm in my 70s, and your methylene blue has made a definite difference in my cognitive ability. I mean, it's unbelievable. I've got 2 points. The first one, we were fighting collectivism, which was called communism for the longest time. Stalin and Lenin, and we fought it, and it eventually burns out. What Stewart said is so true. We are fighting against a religious ideology where people are committing this terrorism for this God. And the second point I want to make is our southern border is a big issue for drugs and fentanyl. But I'm going to tell you, our northern border is the most dangerous because China is capable and they're having trouble of sneaking in biological weapons that affect our agriculture, our meat, our beef, and us. Thank you for all you do. God bless you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Let's take another call. William in Missouri. Go ahead.
They're spot on.
Hello,
spot
Alex.
On. Go ahead, sir. Thank you. He just hung up. He said, hey, Alex, I'm hung up. Let's go to Matt in Indiana. Matt in Indiana on National Strategy Iran. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Alex and Stuart. Much love and respect. Love methylene blue, Alex. I really appreciate InfoWars' human-centric and common-sense assessment of U.S. foreign policy in geopolitics. My concern is that the Trump administration is purposely being baited by adversaries and even encouraged by Western allies to enter this trap in Iran. So, Stuart, I know you said a distraction, but I would characterize it a little bit stronger than that. I think they actually want to put a basket muzzle on the U.S. attack dog. And why I say that is, you know, as we look across all the levers of national power that the administration has, they're really approaching foreign policy, you know, with a stick and not a whole lot of carrot, which really seems to be isolating us. More significantly, the administration is making us appear to be an existential threat to both the New World Order and the BRICS nations. So I think.
Well, that's right. That's right. The Democrats empowered BRICS. Now Trump's doing it.
Yeah, correct, Alex. And that's my biggest fear. And so now he's got the New World Order partnering with BRICS. So if we go in, Stuart, with all due respect, I know we had talked about the SF. So just bottom line up front, I agree with the premise or the ends and ways on how you characterize the U.S. intervention, continued intervention in Iran. However, I would say the means probably needs to be different. What I would offer is just maybe some international, or I'm sorry, maybe some intelligence community operators. And the reason why I say that is because those SOCOM assets, any Department of War assets in theater draw in a tremendous tail of strategic and operational resources. And so, I mean, we're always at risk there of getting drawn in further. But, I mean, I just think from the Western perspective, I mean, if you look at Greenland, I mean, we've got, you know, allies, key allies promising troops up there to support the Danes, you know, in fighting U.S. interests up there. As you look to our northern border, you know, politically or diplomatically, as you're looking to the national levers, you got Mark Carney getting elected because of our information campaign failures up there.
That's right. Trump's been given campaigns. We could have walked in and bought Greenland covertly, like the Chinese are doing. Same thing. Attack their hockey team. Attack them. Turn them against us. Take the globalist party from 15 points to 40 to win. And exactly, you can see Trump being set up in policy. There's no doubt it's being done.
Alex, that's exactly right. I mean, just go down the whole list there, you know, a dime, right, of all the levers of national power, diplomacy, information, economy, and military. It's all stick. There's nothing there for carrot, and it is isolating us.
Well, they're setting up something big. You can smell it, and Trump's walked into the trap. And we don't say that to be mean, folks. We predicted 9 months ago that, oh, this is a lie. They didn't get their nuclear program. Now we're going to go to full regime change, build us, take out their missiles. You have any idea? You sound like a smart guy, man, that knows what he's doing, maybe does this professionally. Because I could probably get Trump on the phone. He doesn't listen to anybody but himself now, particularly. But he does look at public stunts. Any ideas, unless Stuart Rhodes' question, to get Trump back on track?
Well, you have to give your adversaries, you know, like your known or your hard adversaries, and the people that you're calling, you know, friends, but you really know are our adversaries. You have to give them an out. I mean, you can't beat them continually.
They got to have off ramps. They got to have off ramps.
Exactly, Alex. Exactly, and we're not offering any off ramps that I can tell. And maybe inside, you know, the White House sit room or the National Security Council, maybe there's something there that they're not leaking, because I will say Trump does a magnificent job of keeping his cards close. But I'm very concerned with the direction we're heading now. I got out of the game underneath the Biden administration because my fund meter was pegged. I just couldn't take it anymore. So I don't have any insights now. I'm just an observer like everyone else. But I do have some concerns.
Oh, I hear you. Well, you sound like you know what you're talking about. What have you done professionally?
So I've served at the highest levels of kind of Department of War Operations, intelligence, did some work with the White House and the Security Council. So,
I can tell, because I'm just a lay guy that studies this is so important. I can tell you, I mean, but I'm a lay guy that can see Trump's being set up here.
He is, Alex. And they're
by
just
the way, I've been watching Eric
again.
Prince for 25 years. I've never seen him. Usually you can't read him. He looked really freaked out in that interview. He said, I can't believe Trump actually did this. He looked like he's seen a ghost. Why do you think he looked like that?
Well, because precisely what I said. I mean, he's going to go into Iran, right? That is going to be so just look at the quagmire that Ukraine was to Russia. It's going to be tenfold for the U.S. in Iran. I mean, we don't have any real friends in that region.
It would probably take 100,000 dead U.S. troops to take Iran.
Certainly. I mean, there's going to be a huge insurgency. So you're going to be fighting symmetric and asymmetric threats in there, all funded by BRICS, right? You've got Russia. You've got China direct funding, probably even some, you know. So
exactly.
You've got
if you think NATO was a trap for Russia, this is 10 times worse.
That is, yes, exactly, Alex. And He needs to back out of there. If he wants to have some involvement, you send the intelligence community in there where you've got deniability. If we lose a couple of them, you know, because if you lose, Department of War folks in there, it gets massive.
They're going to be torturing them and rolling them out after electroshock on TV.
That's right. And guess what? That's in the international.
Yeah, we're going to have drooling army captains on TV.
Yes.
Well, hey, let me get your name and number if you want to come on as a guest, because I know you know what we're talking about. If you want to come on publicly with your name, or we can use a pseudonym, talk to the crew. We'll get you on. You really sound smart. Pretty scary phone call, Stuart.
Let me push back a little bit, though. I don't believe that Iran would look like what you see going on in with the Russians, because in Iran, it'd be like Iraq. You go in, you take it out. We're very good at that. You can take down the standing military of a nation quickly. The problem is it's a protracted occupation. So I think that's
different. Yeah, but hold on. What about the Russians and Chinese, and what about Pakistan?
Well, sure, if they use proxies, I don't think Russia or the Chinese are going to send troops into Iran to oppose us. It's a proxy war. We're another version of the Cold War now. So that's what we're doing.
Instead of a hybrid war? What would you call it? I'd call it a full war now in Ukraine.
Well, that's my point, though. Ukraine is different. In Ukraine, you can't go take out Putin, right? So they're fighting. It's using proxies. So Putin sends his troops in. You can't go bomb, the Kremlin. You can't take him down. That's different than Iran. In Iran, you can take down the mullah's palace. You just smoke the mullah, and you can smoke all his men. That's what's different about it. It won't be a protracted war of attrition against a base you can't reach.
What about the caller's point about the image of army people who've been captured?
Well, look, man, like I said before, Special Forces does this. They do it all over the world. They're doing it right now all over the world, to believe you me. So they can do it. And sure, they have intelligence. That's part of what they do. They have intelligence officers in Special Forces and in SOCOM. They can, I agree, bring in some intelligence guys. But that's what they do. That's their wheelhouse. They can do it. So, yes, I agree with him in the sense that you don't want to use line troops. You want to use, like he says, intelligence guys, because he knows intelligence.
Well, they're going to have to commit suicide before they get captured, that it would work. Austin in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think this is more of a 30,000-foot view, that these terrorist cells that got sent in, one by one, each country that was willing to do the bidding for the globalists, this is more of a war against the globalists. They're being targeted, Venezuela, the cartel, and now Iran. And every time that Trump's brought the awareness of them being in our country, these social warrior, justice warriors come out, and they, even our side, starts crying out for legalism, that we don't have the authority to do what he's doing. So he's kind of going after the head of the snake now. And when it comes to China and Russia, he's targeting Iran for disclosure as well, because we're going to go up against their weapons in Iran with a large force, not just Venezuela. And this is an opportunity for them to witness that we have superior firepower and weapons and disclosure like he did in Venezuela. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's a good question. What does this say to the rest of the world? And it's obviously a war-fighting laboratory. The Chinese are spying on us, the Russians, but we're spying on them. What do you make of that, Stuart Rhodes?
Well, like I said, so I believe we saw with Maduro, we saw in Iraq. It's the U.S. military is extremely good at taking down other militaries. It's unrivaled, right, for now at least. So, yes, there's risk of hypersonic missiles, things like that. But they can go in and take out those missile sites. I'm sure they know where they are. And so I believe that it's like in Iraq. People predicted, a lot of people were predicting a bloodbath. It'd be, at the initial invasion. That's not how it went. It fell quickly. But then we occupied and did dumb things, idiotic things, like disbanding their military and their police forces. It was just entirely stupid. So that's my point. You can get a quick, almost, a lightning fast decapitation of the regime. But then what happens after that? And that's where we screw up over and over and over again. So that's why, I'm against it, just so y'all know. make it very clear. I'm against this. I think we need to focus on what's going on here at home.
No, I know. It's the same thing. I war game stuff. People say, oh, you're for it. No, I'm war gaming.
No, I'm not. But if we're going to do it, let's do it smart. If you're going to decapitate it, get the heck out. But you've got to. This is why I would say send in special forces. They're probably already on the ground, frankly. Make sure they get to identify the actual sincere grassroots real resistance in Iran of non-Muslims who don't want to live under just another extremist jihadist. That's what you got to find and help them put together what we screwed up back in 1953 when the CIA went in there and took out their duly elected prime minister because British Petroleum didn't want him to nationalize the oil fields. That's the original sin of the CIA and MI6. They went in there and overthrew that elected leader and then put in the Shah.
That's how we got here. Mossadegh, but see, you're being too kind.
Right.
You're saying they mess up regime change and they dismantle the government. Trump's not making that mistake in Venezuela. That's because they want a failed state. They want a problem.
Sure. I understand. I'm just saying that we can say this to the Iranian people. We owe you a fix because we screwed that up way back when. And yes, I believe the deep state wanted the mullah to take over because the deep state wants to use Islam as the broom, right, to sweep away Christianity. That's obvious what's happening. So all over the world, Islam is being used to destroy Western culture. In Australia, New Zealand, anywhere in the world, we have Western culture is being attacked and assailed through an intentional invasion. And right here in the United States. But back to the other caller about Mexico. I agree. I've been saying for years that Mexico is the biggest threat to us right now because that is the proxy for the communist Chinese. That is the proxy for the jihadist. And we need to go into Mexico, I believe, and create a DMZ. That's what I've advocated now for years.
Cover that next hour. Let's finish up with some calls. Austin, counter question or point. He's gone. Stuart, stay there. How do people find you and the show you do? And you're finally back on X.
Yeah, I'm on X at Real Oath Keepers. I'm on X. They can go right there and see me there. And I can also go to oathkeepers.info, our new website for Oath Keepers, which I'm rebuilding.
And let me ask you real briefly in 1 minute. I know Governor Abbott's weak. With Doc Chambers. Pardon me?
I consider him a traitor. I really do. I consider him a traitor.
So who do you think he really works for?
The deep state. He has facilitated the invasion of Texas. He has facilitated the building of mosques. He gave $14 million of taxpayer money to mosques being built across the state of Texas. And so, yeah, he works for the deep state that wants child sex trafficking, wants fentanyl to come in, and wants mosques being built. That's what he's been doing. He's failed. He has been in derelict in his duty, and he can't chalk it up to incompetence. I chalk it up to he has sold out. That's why I call him a traitor. That's why I support Doc P. Chambers for governor.
Well, I know this. I mean, he took like $6 million from that Pakistani businessman. The governor did.
Yeah, no surprise.
All right, back in 2 minutes. We'll take some final calls. Then Stuart Rhodes takes over. Stay with us. Engaged in world-changing information here. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26th. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies and our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose absolutely free with our creatine. The Alex Jones Store. com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel and some of the best designs. I set out when our sponsor said, what do you want? I said, with the widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, sweaters, hats, you name it. I want classic Americana stuff. I want pro-Trump stuff. I want InfoWars stuff. I want comedy stuff. Christian, Crusader, pro-life, pro-Jesus, classic 1776 stuff, quality Leering Center, you know, joke stuff, classic InfoWars gear. It's all there. I mean, just cool shirts saying, I love America with a German pointer on it. I mean, just good stuff. All sorts of resistance to tyrants is obedience to God Punisher shirts. I mean, there are some kick-ass stuff there. Look at that one, American Supply Co. I designed that bad baby. America established 1776 Supply Company. Woo! I like it. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.